We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, and they got the win last night. Coomrod had it's back-to-back, you know, one-plus inning saves for the Phillies, Ike.
There you go.
But they got the win, and to discuss, as he joins us every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, is the great Larry Anderson. L.A., what's up, man?
Why?
Listen, they've won two straight games, right? But, like, L.A., right. This we're 15-15. Phillies are 15-15. They're in first place, right? Like it, but, like, this has been a really, really rough first 30 games, hasn't it?
Yeah.
For being 15-15, it's been rough.
15-15, you know, you'd like to get off to a better start, but you're in first place. And this division is just, I think, is going to eat each other up. It's just going to, who knows, anything could happen. So, who knows? I mean, can a team win a division with 86 wins? Maybe. I don't know. The way it's going, it might not take that many.
And that's what I'm kind of having a problem with, L.A., is trying to figure out how to react to what we're seeing, right? If we just do it in a vacuum and we're watching the Phillies, we're saying we know this team should be better than 15-15. Or are we fortunate to be 15-15? I'm having a hard time differentiating what I'm seeing versus looking at what's on the roster, right? And the players that are on the roster. So you tell me, LA, are we fortunate to be 15-15 or are they underachieving?
I will tell you this: they are 15-15. I think if you stop and look, think about the whole month and then the 30 games we played. Mm-hmm. That's because I was a math major, 15-15.
There you go.
So if you look at that, and you have to be, I think, almost thrilled. As bad as this team has played,
right?
And I don't think Girardi would argue with that we're lucky to be where we're at.
I mean,
our defense has been not good, and I don't think that's a surprise. I know I got to be careful what I say so I don't get in trouble, but I'm trying to be factual. I try and be factual when I say stuff. At least my opinion is what I believe. I don't think the defense has been very good. And if somebody wants to argue that with me, that's fine. I don't think the base running has been very good. And if they want to argue that with me, that's fine. Our offense has been very inconsistent. Our bullpen's been very inconsistent. And I don't think I'm speaking out of school. I think you look at that, you mention that, and you go, well, maybe we are pretty lucky to be 15-15. And I think that's where we're at. I think we're fortunate.
Yeah, and Ellie, when I say that, like, it's been an excruciating 15-15, you're right. It means that, like, they could do a whole heck of a lot better if they just tighten some stuff up. It's not that it's just that they're bad. It's like there's a lot of room for improvement with this team.
Oh, no question. Absolutely. I mean, you know, cutting down on strikeouts. Just, you know, doing what we can to make contact. Not trying to do more than you can. Not understanding that not everybody has the speed of Roman Quinn, so not everybody can try and take that next base like Roman Quinn can. I think it's just playing within our abilities and not trying to do more than we're capable of doing. And I think, you know, I think some guys are pressing. I think the center field position, no matter who you put out there, they're pressing because it's a job that's wide open. It's like, here, this is your ticket. This is your career right here. If you can show something, you can do something. You got a chance to be in this game for a long time, make a whole lot of money, and have a really great career. But of the, what is it, five guys thrown out there? Five or six, however many it is. And it's like nobody can take it. No, it's not that nobody wants it, but maybe they're pressing too much. I don't know, but it's not been pretty, that's for sure. There's room for improvement all the way around.
Yeah, no doubt about that, L.A. I look at this division, right, and the Phillies, as frustrated as we feel at 15-15, the Phillies are the only team that's at 500. Everyone else is below 500.
Right.
And so I'm struggling to try to figure out, okay, is this just we're right now fortunate to be in a bad division? Is this just a weird year? Like, can the Phillies, in other words, are the Phillies going to be able to hold on? We got a long way to go, and a lot more can happen before this thing is going to be defined at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's wide open. It's certainly anybody can win this division. The one thing that stands out to me that's funny to look at is you look at this division, you look at the run differential,
right?
How many runs you've scored versus how many you've given up. Mm-hmm. The only positive in our division is the last place team.
Yes.
Nobody else has a positive run differential except the Marlins.
Yep.
It's remarkable. Yet they're in last place, but they can win the division. To me, that might sound like really it's a dumb thing to say, but with their pitching, if they get any kind of timely hitting, they can be right in the middle of everything with everybody. And you know, the Phillies have a lot of room to improve, a lot of areas they can improve on. If they do, they can win the division. I don't think anybody's going to win this division easily, mm-hmm. but I do think it's up for grabs for everybody.
Oh, and yeah.
It comes down, I think, staying healthy, who can stay the healthiest, and who can stay the most consistent. I think those are two big keys.
Yeah, agreed. Talking to Larry Anderson. Larry, last night it was weird. Joe Girardi goes out to bring in De Los Santos, and he's not on the lineup card. I guess this is a new thing, too, or a newer thing, too. I was listening to you, so I heard the reaction to it, but the last thing I needed to see last night was David Hale coming in another game with some runners on base. But, I mean, what's your reaction? I mean, I know that it's a new thing, and I know that it's not necessarily all his fault because someone else is printing up the lineup, but I just don't know what else to think about it.
I don't – the one thing about it, there's only one guy on the card that has three names.
Yeah, so you kind of should have noticed that, yeah.
Or maybe parts of, you know.
It's four. Four words.
It's one you shouldn't miss. And I know, you know, you have the bench coach. You've got other coaches. You've got guys, you know, double-checking and stuff. But somehow they missed it. And it happens. It shouldn't. But, you know, even Craig Counsell, you know, talked about it. He said he fell for Girardi. He said it's because of the way they're doing it. It's a little different, but it doesn't matter how you're doing it. You have a lineup card that has to be proofread and proofread by maybe a couple people. And it went through the cracks. And it shouldn't happen. But we've seen a lot of things on the baseball field this year that shouldn't happen, and they have. So I guess it's a little surprising, but again, because it's a new way of doing things, I don't know. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah, hopefully this is the last time we see it this year, LA.
Yeah,
with the Phillies.
For that.
So 15-15, LA, I'm sure you would agree, biggest reason is Nola, Wheeler, Eflin, right? 60% of their rotation is really good.
Yeah, they've been very good. Vince did. As much as you could expect him to do in his last start, we've seen him pitch, we've seen him have good games, but the consistency, it keeps coming back to that. That's the difference between the major leagues and the minor leagues is guys up here have more of a tendency to be consistent, and obviously not everybody is, and not everybody on every team is consistent, but he's shown what he can do if. You know, you pick about a fourth or fifth starter. If he can give you 5 to 6 innings and, you know, a couple of runs, 3 runs, I mean, to keep you in the game, that's what you hope for. If you can get that from your fourth and fifth guys, you know, things can be a lot different, especially with the top three in the rotation.
Yeah, he's earned another turn. That's for sure. Larry, did you see the reaction last night to the Astros? Because you know, last year with no fans in the stands, fans didn't get a chance to react to the cheating scandal, and you know, they took their first trip to Yankee Stadium, and they sure heard it from. You know, it sounded like it was a sellout, but you know, it's like 10,000 people there.
I didn't see it, but I could very well imagine how that went. Oh,
how do you feel about that whole thing? Larry, do you think it's as big of a deal as the media and some people think that it is?
The cheating?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I don't think, you know, if you got a man on second base and he's trying to give a sign to the hitter after watching a catcher go through his signs or where the catcher's setting up, that's part of the game.
Right.
But when you know what's coming, when you're getting pitches, you're using, I guess, electronics or whatever,
live video feed.
Yeah, then that's a little out of line, I think. To me, it'd be like, you know, letting Knight go into the offense's huddle and listen to them call a play as being runs back on defense.
Right.
I mean, it's not right. It's not supposed to be played that way. And if you can steal signs or something from being on the field, I'm all for that. You're picking up. What a pitcher does is his delivery. If he's tipping pitches or giving them away, yeah, you wouldn't share that. That's stuff you're seeing on the field, but it's not through, you know, the live feed, the game feed, or any electronic stuff. So I think it's definitely wrong.
Mm. All right, LA, appreciate it, man. Phil's in Brewers tonight, right here on 94 WIP. They look for win number 3. Hopefully, they get on a little bit of roll this year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, fellas. Take care.
Thanks,
LA. All right,
LA. Larry Anderson.
3 games in a row. Is that allowed to win?
Yeah.
What was it what they couldn't do before? 5 in a row?
Yeah, they couldn't win 5 in a row.
They kept getting the 4 and...
Well, I'll call it the sweep on this series.
Yeah, you did feel good about the series. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The pitcher they're facing tonight is disgusting. It would be an uphill battle.
Hey, man.
They already won with Velasquez
on the
mound. I had
to put logic behind, exactly.
That's right. It's reverse logic.
Yeah. I called a sweep knowing that Velasquez and Chase Anderson were pitching in this series. So
yes.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't have any logic for you, Jack.
Yeah, it just feels like one of those yes. times where they do it.
Yes, when people are down on them right now. And it is crazy, man. Listen, it's being a baseball fan this year has to feel sort of awkward for a number of teams, right? Teams with high expectations. No one is really running away with this thing. And even when a team has 3 or 4 games over 500, I'm looking at the run differential of these teams. Dude, there are 5 teams in this league, in the National League, that have a plus. On the plus side of run,
5
run
teams
scored.
Total.
5 teams total.
It's almost impossible.
Right.
Wow. That's crazy.
So even teams with winning records have a minus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true.
It's just a weird first month of the season or whatever.
So 4 out of 5 teams in the Central have minus.
Mm-hmm.
So the West is very good, 3 out of 5. But then 4 of 5 have a negative. So in the East, Phillies minus 15, Nationals minus 19, Mets minus 13, Braves minus 11.
And the last place team is plus 10.
Of course, the Marlins are plus 10, right? Like, well, why can't this team just be bad and not like, because even though the 4 games under 500, you know what's going to happen.
Of course.
You know what's going to happen when the Phillies play them.
Well, the crazy thing in this division is the Marlins are only 2 games out of first place.
Yep. So, exactly.
So it's. We got a little bit of ways to go, but it's not as bad as it feels. That's all I'm saying. It's not as bad as it feels. And because I believe we can't get into a rhythm and enjoying this team, it makes it that much more frustrating.
Win one, lose one,
one. It's just frustrating.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's happened in years before, too. And I remember because we do obviously we're affected by day games of the Phillies. When they would win a couple games in a row, and then we'd be like, oh, so they win the night game, and then they have the day game the next day, and they would lose every time. And we'd never be able to come on the air with a 3 or 4 game
right,
winning streak.
Right, with a positive thing, yeah.
Because they just lost. So it's like, well, damn. Like, I don't want to rip them because they just won 2 games before this, but, like, go on a streak. Yeah. And that's the one thing I worry about with this team is that they're not good enough to go on a run, and the Braves are.
Yeah, now, that's true.
You know, like, you almost needed to have a better start to the season.
Yeah, you want to have a lead right now, yeah.
Because the Braves can win 10 in a row, and yeah. I don't know how many of the Phillies can win in a row.
Well, it doesn't help that they've played in the most one-run games in the sport so far. I mean, it
oh,
makes
the Phillies
it,
have?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
And it's like every night's excruciating.
Yeah.
It's like
it's unbelievable.
Every night.
They can never even last night should have been a laugher. Like, they're up 6-1 in the sixth.
Excruciating. The night before, excruciating.
Right.
You have the bases loaded before you get the save.
Yeah, they're one-run games that aren't necessarily the Phillies coming from behind to win a one-run game.
No, they're holding on by a thread.
No, last yes. night, 6-1 NOLA, I thought that right. was an easy win. I kicked them up last night and be like, all right.
Right.
And then De Los Santos isn't on the card, and David Hale's got to come in.
Well, I just knew they were going to lose that game.
And hey, listen, the last two nights it felt like they were going to lose,
yes!
and they won both games.
Yes.
So that's a positive. All right. So
hey, Hector, what do you call him? Hector the Protector?
Yeah, Hector the Protector. And Coonrod.
Hector
Hart. I
don't
have a nickname for Sam Coonrod yet. Although, I mean, man, Coonrod's nasty.
Yes, he is. He is. I mean, listen,
we need a nickname because I do not like his name.
That was a terrible name.
That was a good pickup.
You don't even feel comfortable saying it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I do not like his name.
No, you're afraid
Coonrod.
That.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I might say.
There's too many. There's two places there where you could go wrong, right?
Yes.
No, I agree. It's a little odd.
Like C-Rod?
It's awkward. No, it's awkward.
Yeah.
No matter what, the first part of the name or the last part of the name, both of them are awkward. All right,
yeah.
So let's give you our Twitter question, then we'll get into our our Mother's Day special that we're having here. And Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day's around the corner. Show mom in your life just how much she means to you with a gift from Mark's Jewelers online, marks-jewelers.com. And the question is, your faith in Joe Girardi, and 50% have not lost faith in Joe Girardi, Ike.
There you go.
They're still feeling good with him.
Hang in there.
No problems at all with Joe Girardi.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say no problems.
It's either, yes, he's lost me, 11%. No, haven't lost faith, 53%. Or starting to lose faith, only 35%.
Still 35% is starting to lose.
And then, yeah. Yes. Yes. All right, so here's what we're going to do, right? Because Mother's Day is on Saturday,
Sunday.
Or Sunday, and we wanted to make sure we had someone had, that our winner had time to go pick it up so they can display this to their wife and their mom for Mother's Day. So
there you go.
We have TV Moms Trivia. All right? So when you call in, you talk about what we're talking about at 215-592-9494. I'll give you a TV Mom Trivia question. If you get it right, you qualify. At the end of the show, of all the qualifiers, we'll grab it.
Like it.
All right, and we're playing for an unbelievable diamond necklace from Mark's Jewelers. It's the Remarkable Designs Center of Your Life diamond necklace from Mark's Jewelers. Shop with the home team. Visit my friends at marks-jewelers.com. Show the mom in your life she's the center of your life with it. So there you go.
See how many of these trivia questions I get right.
Well, so I just to put it out there, either you're going to think it's easy or you're not going to know. You know what I mean? Like, I tried to make a lot of these multiple choice.
Oh, yeah, multiple choice. I
think so, just because, like, I don't want to make them so hard to where a guy like Jack is intimidated and doesn't want to call because he doesn't know it. But, like, some of them I have to, like, I can't give. It should be too easy. But I think it's either you're going to know it or you're not. You for the most part, will know all of these.
Okay.
Right? So you should qualify many times today.
All right.
All right?
Just make sure you have the questions for the people in my generation that don't know the old school TV moms, you know?
Just so you know that a lot of these shows that you're getting trivia on were not on during my lifetime.
Before or after?
Before.
Okay.
Maybe after. I'm still alive.
So I know. I know the demographic. Oh yeah, I know the demographic. I get it.
Okay.
You know?
So what my point is that just because I wasn't alive during the time that it was on doesn't mean I don't have respect for TV mom history.
Right.
Well, I still know the shows.
No one in this city, I think, has more respect for TV mom history than you.
That's true. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Joe in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Excellent.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. First of all, I'll answer the question about Girardi. I'm starting to lose faith, definitely. I don't think he's obviously doing the best job, but I agree with Ike on he doesn't have much to work with here, so I can't fault him 100%.
Were you expecting more, though? I think that's a fair question.
I definitely was expecting more, coming from seeing what he's done in the past with the Yankees and stuff, and like you said, what we were kind of promised. Yeah, I was definitely expecting more, so I'm let down, but like I say, he doesn't have much to work with, but definitely let down. He could have done more.
All right, we got you.
Yeah, and then I want to move on to the Eagles and the draft and stuff, just with DeMonta Smith and Jalen Berry. I want to talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think our draft was like a C grade, honestly. I think we should have took Asante Samuel in the second round just to get that corner spot filled, and I really liked him. Also, the safety the other caller talked about would have been nice. But I hope Devontae Smith comes in and he doesn't just make an impact like that we see him make for himself. Obviously, he's a great talent, great player. Mm-hmm. But I hope he could like loosen up the coverage for Jalen Reagor and Goddard and all those other guys as well. Maybe give Jalen Reagor a little break having a second corner on instead of starting corner because we know Jalen Reagor didn't have the season we wanted. So I'm just hoping they could loosen things up for him and maybe even Dallas Goedert, get him looking more like the player we thought we got in Dallas Goedert.
It's time for him to actually show the second-round potential because he's going to be owed a Goddard, a boatload of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dallas Goddard, he wants that new contract. So, yeah, he's going
to – Zach Ertz, I guess, so we'll see. Hopefully they both
Yeah, is that the other thing? Is Zach Ertz coming back now, Ike?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All right, we'll talk about that in a second. Do you want your TV mom trivia?
Yeah, I'm probably going to lose, but I'll go for it.
The mom's name on the Brady Bunch, her first name is what?
Mom's name on the Brady Bunch. Carol?
Is it Carol, Jack?
I don't know.
It is, yes. Hang on a second, Joe. We'll...
This is the story of a lovely
lady. You know that, Jack?
No.
Have you ever watched the Brady Bunch?
Yeah. I know there's Jan, right?
That's... Jan's the middle daughter, yes.
Because like everyone's like, sure, Jan. Yeah. But I don't, yeah, no.
Dan. Wait, is it...
Yeah, Cindy.
Who's the guy? Who's the dad? Is it Ted?
Ted.
Huh? Mike Brady.
Mike Brady, I believe. Yeah, Ted. Mike.
Tom?
Those were a lot of dad names back then.
Yeah, I could see it being Ted. All right, yes. So I guess he guessed or he Googled it quickly. I don't know, but he qualified. There you go. Like, I wasn't going to give a multiple choice on that one. If you don't know
what's
Brady.
That's an easy one. Yeah, Carol Brady. Yeah.
Give me a break. Is Zach Ertz going to be on this team this year, Ike?
I don't know, but if you're asking me would I have him on the team this year, I would say no.
I would agree with you.
He doesn't want to be here. He wants a new deal. You're already going to be competing for touches in this offense. So
he's not going to get back to 2018 Zach Ertz this year.
No, and I don't know if that's going to make him happy being here. Is he 1 foot out the door because he knows after the year he's gone, right? I don't know that. If this was an offense where he was going to be featured and he's going to be part of the offense and they weren't letting him rack up numbers so that he can go out and get a new contract after this year, then I could see him being okay with being here this year. But part of the reason he wanted to be out of here is because he knows he's not the guy anymore and he also wants a new deal. So if I'm the Eagles, I don't understand when you are starting anew and you know that Dallas Goedert is about to be a free agent and you also want to make sure that if he's the guy or not, is he your number one tight end or not? You have to decide whether or not to pay him, right? So you don't want that friction there between Goddard wanting to be paid, right, and wanting a new deal, and Zach Ertz feeling like he has 1 foot out the door when he's surrounded by, other than Kelce and Lane Johnson, a bunch of young offensive skill players.
I mean, for the most
part, he's the older guy in the skill position group. He's right. The old guy.
For the most part, if a guy's unhappy, right, like you can tell a player, like, listen, I know you're not happy, but you know, tough. Like you're going to have to play.
Yeah.
Like the Eagles aren't in a position where it matters, right? Like
exactly.
Zach Ertz coming back, who cares?
Yes, and that's the other reason.
Who cares?
The other reason. You're not winning anything this year. So why even have this storyline here?
He wanted a new contract. You didn't want to give him a new contract. You were probably right not to give him a new contract, right? Like, so now it's
Let's
just say, you know
on.
What, Zach? Thank you. You've been a great player for our organization. We'll put you in the Eagles Hall of Fame after you retire. But go ahead and go to a team that actually has a chance to win.
Yes.
Instead, they're dull. We're trying to trade him. He doesn't have value. No team wants to pick him up at that salary for 1 year by giving a draft pick. Let him go play somewhere else.
So you don't even have to talk about it anymore.
Like, Ike, you could also, like...
you can just move on.
You can move on.
Yeah.
You can, it's like, what's the benefit? Is it worth it? Right? It's not,
I say
it's
no.
not worth it to me.
I say no.
Now, develop another tight end. Like, let another tight end.
We should have drafted one, by the way.
Well,
you know, one of those 8-6-round picks we had, we could have taken one.
They could have maybe they look at Richard Rodgers and they're like, hey.
But to your point, I would just move on from Zach.
So what will they do?
Yeah, he'll probably be here.
He'll probably be here.
He'll be fired up to be here, too.
Well, listen, if he's going to be happy to be here, that's different.
Oh, I was being very sarcastic. He won't be happy to be here.
Well, I mean,
if he's going to be happy to be here, that's fine, because now he'll be an asset. But if he's not going to be happy and you're keeping him here, what's the point of doing that?
Right. There's no, it just, There's no benefit for me. There's not. 215-592-9494. Back into the Joe Girardi discussion next. Have you lost faith in him as the Phil's manager? And we'll continue to try to qualify people for the Mark's Jewelers giveaway in TV Mom Trivia. Mark's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.